We've just heard from Uncle Bevan Costello that the community there needs more mental health training, but sometimes a simple question can help get a conversation started. Today is Are You Okay Day, and with many Australians struggling through the pandemic, it is a timely reminder to check in and connect with the people around us. So what do you say when the answer is, no, I'm not okay, or a version of that? Dr. Eddie Mullen is a consultant psychiatrist with Youth Mental Health Service Origin. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Mullen, many people will be checking in with their mates today, asking them if they're okay. What is the best way to approach that conversation?
It's a great question, Patricia. I think there's no one way to do it, but I think having the conversation is the important thing and being comfortable. I think with this pandemic and the lockdown, I think people have been feeling increasingly stressed and disconnected from their normal communities and routines. I think that the great thing about the Are You Okay campaign is actually encourages people to make connections and stay connected. And introducing something as simple as Are You Okay into part of your everyday practices sounds like a great idea. I think we would say that, you know, some people are struggling and come to you for help, but not always everybody comes to help, and some people may not realize they're struggling. So checking in, number one, is we would say is a great thing, and just asking, are you okay? The conversation itself isn't going to hurt, and I think even if people say they're not okay, I think it's important to know that just being able to sit down, have a bit of time and listen with an open mind can be a really powerful tool. Not everyone's looking for you to solve their problems, but sometimes just listening, being there, bearing witness to what's going on and feeling that connection and maybe offering some support and maybe some advice can be a really, really good strategy.
Are You Okay Day happens every year, but this should be an ongoing conversation, right? So you're trying to highlight it, but how should we be doing it? Like tomorrow, I'm not going to be saying it's Are You Okay Day, but how should I conduct myself? I physically get to come to work, that's lucky. But even, you know, in terms of those of us in lockdown, how do you conduct yourself on every other day to try and deal with these issues?
I think that, first of all, I think making the connection is there. I think, as you say, some of us have been able to come to work and have that contact with people on a regular basis. For other people who are at home or quarantine or sort of some of those connections are broken, I think the important thing to think about would be to think about who you can reach out to. And be it friends, be it family, be it other members of the community, I think we would definitely recommend sort of reaching out and starting conversations that may not be Are You Okay, but maybe just having a conversation and Are You Okay and checking in could be a good part of it. We'd recommend not just on Are You Okay Day, but any day. I think the further we go on in this pandemic, I think the more it's needed to be aware and be conscious that everybody's struggling and we do really appreciate our connections with each other.
What about the people who are hiding their struggles? What's the best way to connect with them in a meaningful way?
That's another good question. I think we know there's sort of three groups. There are people who are struggling a lot and sort of asking for care, but there's people, a lot of us who might say we're normally quite resilient. We normally pride ourselves on being able to cope and be able to put on a brave face and maybe not even recognise some of those signs when we're stressed, you know, being increasingly irritable, being tired, dropping out of routines. So I think it's being aware and not maybe sort of just that checking in, you know, not waiting for somebody to come to you, but even asking as part of it, there's a lot going on. Are you okay? Let's have a chat. How are things going on? I think that's always a good opening gambit.
I really like this text message that's come in that says, are you okay? Getting a poor response when you tell the truth is worse than not being asked at all. You've got to be really prepared when you ask that question, right?
I think that's a good point. That if you are going to have the conversation, I think you do need to be ready. There's some really good resources on the Are You Okay website and our website in Origin about if you need to be in a good mindset yourself if you're going to start that conversation. Be prepared, and it has to be the right time as well. And be prepared, as you said, it might be yes, I'm fine, and you know it might carry on from that, but it might be no, I'm not okay, and it's okay to dig a bit deeper. And ask a bit more around that, what's been happening, or how have you been feeling that way for a while, and letting people know I'm ready to listen if you want to talk.
Many young people in lockdown right now are missing out on opportunities and languishing. Have you personally seen a surge in youth struggling?
Definitely. I think there's been a lot of sort of reports in the media that have been led by people from Origin and elsewhere about what's going on in our youth. That definitely a lot of young people seem to be struggling disproportionately. A lot of the usual things that keep young people afloat, sort of social connectedness, being part of routine, looking forward to things, looking forward to social events, even looking forward to the future, travel, study, university, work, seem to be more and more out of reach at the moment. So definitely we're seeing a lot of young people who languishing is a good term. Some of them are suffering. Some of them are just not achieving and not going there. And that term languishing is they're not really seeing a future or achieving what they want. So we are seeing increases in demand for services across the board. There's increase in demand for service at our service, at Headspaces. There's been articles recently about increase even in young people presenting to the emergency departments with suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts.
Is it normal right now to be feeling, you know, okay one day, then feeling completely rotten the next day? Or, you know, I'm very much like the Melbourne weather. I didn't feel okay this morning. And now I'm feeling much better. I mean, is that standard?
I reckon you hit the nail there. Definitely. I think one of the tips we do is be kind to yourself. Be patient. This what's going on at the moment affects us all differently, but I think being open to being aware of your own feelings, of how you're doing it, you know, even things like you know, on bad days you may sort of give yourself the permission to feel bad, and this is where it might be useful to connect to those times, but also to remember, you know, it's hard to see the longer term picture, but to remember to kind of celebrate even small moments or moments of fun. Within all that's going on at the moment.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Eddie Mullen is a consultant psychiatrist with Youth Mental Health Service Origin. And I know we've been having some heavy conversations tonight, but, you know, we need to be having these conversations even if sometimes they're uncomfortable. So if you or someone you know is experiencing distress, you can call Lifeline and should if you feel that way or know someone who is. 13 11 14. You can contact Kids Helpline too on 1800 55 18 00. This is RN Drive.